this week's Parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, the Pasuk talks about those who speak Lashon Hara, and Rashi defines those as people who are like really searching for Lashon Hara. You're going to hear the gossip, Tilch Rachel, you're going to hear the gossip, and then you want to you want to share over the gossip, and giving a very deep, profound explanation into Lashon Hara. And it reminds me of one of the Al-Chetz that we say on Yom Kippur, that and we say a lot of Al-Chetz for things that we do, and one of them is about one who's going with eagerness to, like, you're running to do the Aveira. You have such excitement about the prospect of doing the Aveira. And Lashon Hara is one of the hardest things for anybody to be able to tackle and successfully beat. So the Chavetz Chaim said one of his greatest brachas was that he wasn't able to hear. Because, okay, maybe you could control your speech, which is, quite a maybe to be able to say, but you certainly can't control what you're going to hear, and then you're around people all day. How can you, it's Lashon Hara, 101 everywhere that one goes. But it's not only the prospect of speaking Lashon Hara, it's how excited we get about Lashon Hara. Oh, you gotta hear this gossip that I know, and I gotta share, this negative thing that I can say, in which you don't even remember what you said and it's not relevant, 10 minutes later, but you have to get it out. And Chazal is explaining to us that we're gonna stumble. We may stumble, but it shouldn't be with such an excitement. It shouldn't be with fire to be in these situations that we're just craving. We're craving those opportunities. At the very least, if we're going to mess up, okay, it happens, and work on it for next time. But it shouldn't be a mitzvah lahara. We should not be thrilled with the prospect of being in this situation. So, as is Hashem, we should all work on this, this week and moving forward. That to not put ourselves in these situations where let me run to say Lashon Hara, let me be in opportunities and places. I don't want to be a Rachel. I don't want to be someone who's my mahus is being someone who's looking for gossip and someone who's looking to share gossip. Have a wonderful Shabbos.